This is the story of Jerry the Jaguar. Jerry the Jaguar had just turned 6 years old, and he was having a birthday party, and they were having a really fun time. Jerry's parents had rented a clown and a magic show and a giant inflatable slide, and they even had a special ice cream truck just so the kids could have yummy treats to eat. And Jerry was going up and down the slide, and he was having so much fun. And he would go up and down, and up and down, and up and down again. And all the other friends of his were like, "Jerry, can it be our turn now? We want to go on the slide." And Jerry said, "Sorry guys, but I was here first, and it's my birthday party, so I'm pretty sure I can go on the slide as much as I want." And they said, "Well, can't we take turns, Jerry? I mean, this looks really fun, and we came here to have fun with you." And Jerry said, "Sorry, guys, but I can't hear you because this slide is really high up, and I can't hear from this high up in the sky. Sorry, guys, why don't you go eat some food, eat some pizza?" And the friend said, "Ugh," and they walked away sad. And Jerry was having so much fun going up the slide, up and down, and up and down, and up and down again, and up and down again. And at some point, his stomach started to grumble. He said, "Wow, this party's going really well. I'm really having a great time. Why don't I go check out the ice cream situation, because I'm pretty sure my parents rented an ice cream truck just for me." And he put up a little sign on the slide that said, "Reserved." And he said, "Guys, I'm going to be back in like 5-10 minutes, and I'm going to need that slide back, so please just keep this area clear, please. Thanks, appreciate it. And have a great time, guys." So Jerry left the party and walked to the front of his house, where there was an ice cream truck parked right on the side of the street. And it looked like they had all kinds of delicious flavors. Inside the truck was a nice-looking man with a long white beard and a kippah, and his name tag said Elijah. Elijah said to Jerry, "Hey Jerry, what flavor would you like?" And Jerry said, "I would like mint bubble chip in a cone inside of a cup. Thank you very much." And Elijah said, "Oh, sorry Jerry, we're out of that flavor." And Jerry said, "Okay, then I'll have pineapple cherry marshmallow." And Elijah said, "Oh, sorry, we're out of that one also." And Jerry said, "Okay, what about just plain chocolate?" And Elijah said, "Oh, sorry, we're all out of that also." And Jerry said, "Well, what do you have? I thought this was an ice cream truck. I mean, what are my parents paying you for?" And he said, "Well, this is a special ice cream truck called Shamayim Cream." And he said, "Okay, well, what flavors do you have?" And he said, "For you, all we have is plain." And Jerry said, "Plain? All right, fine. Just give me some plain vanilla ice cream." And Elijah said, "No, not vanilla, just plain." Jerry said, "What does that mean? What does plain mean?" And Elijah said, "You know that blankie that you take your naps in that you've had since you were a baby? It kind of tastes a lot like that." And Jerry said, "What? That doesn't sound very good." And Elijah said, "Well, this is a very, very kosher ice cream truck. And here at the Shamayim Cream Ice Cream Truck, you only delight in things that your soul deserves." And Jerry said, "My soul?" And Elijah said, "Yes, your soul. Your eternal soul." And Jerry said, "Are you sure you're at the right house? Because I'm pretty sure my parents ordered an ice cream truck with more than just one flavor that tastes like blankets." And Elijah said, "Sorry, Jerry, but that's how things work in Shamayim. When you don't do things that make other people happy, you don't get much delight. When you do things that bring brightness and joy to other people's lives, whether it's helping them out, visiting sad or sick people, or letting people slide down a really fun slide, it's only your good deeds, mitzvos and Torah study, that give you reward in Shamayim. And all those good deeds are woven into a concoction that you can enjoy for all eternity in Shemayim. And Jerry said, oh, well, it's my birthday and I want some ice cream. So, yeah, I guess I'll try one of those little taster spoons of that plain blanket-flavored ice cream. And Eliezer said, sure, here you go. And he took a scoop out of a icy, cold, muck-colored, stinky ice cream bucket and handed it to Jerry. Jerry said, thanks. And he took a little bite. He said, ew! It tastes like a rubber bouncy ball dipped in leftover broccoli juice. He turned around and spit it out all over the sidewalk. After he got the flavor out of his mouth, he turned around, and the ice cream truck was totally gone. He looked up and down the street, and it was like the ice cream truck was never even there. He went back to the party, thinking a lot about what Elijah taught him. He took the reserve sign off the slide and said, hey guys, if you want to go on the slide now, you can. His friend said, yay, thanks, Jerry. There was a little cub that couldn't quite climb onto the slide, so Jerry said, here you go, I'll help you up. And the cub said, ah, thanks, Jerry. And he went up and he slid down. Yee-hoo! Jerry smiled. It felt good to help somebody else. All his friends started sliding down the slide and they said, Jerry, come and play with us. But Jerry was still thinking about what Elijah said to him. He went over to his mom and dad and he said, Mom, Dad, I just want to thank you for throwing me such a fun party and going through all this trouble. And I love you guys. And they said, aw, thanks, Jerry. And he said, guys, one thing. Next year, maybe we could just get a sundae bar instead of an ice cream truck. And they said, what ice cream truck? We didn't order an ice cream truck. And Jerry said, what? You didn't? Then what was... Oh. Jerry walked back to his friends and he said, guys, I'm really sorry I didn't let you go on the slide earlier. I have something to give you. Goodie bags! And he took out bags filled with yummy treats and gave them out to all his friends. They said, yay, Jerry! From that day on, Jerry was a lot more careful about being extra nice to people and doing lots and lots of good deeds.